30 and 76 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
We hope to get 1 month, at least 1 good month use out of it this summer.
Construction will soon begin in Moorhead's new splash pad.
A Grayson man is facing multiple charges after allegedly leading police on a chase in a stolen vehicle.
Police are investigating multiple shootings in Lexington.
The Kentucky Legislative Ethics Commission is holding a hearing on the sexual harassment scandal in Frankfort.
A Grayson lawmaker is not happy with the tax code changes passed yesterday.
In sports, the Eagle baseball teams host Marshall University at 5 p.m. tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Thunderstorms tonight with a low of 39 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky State Police arrested the daughter of an alleged officer killer for assaulting another officer and public intoxication on Saturday. Police received a call saying Santana Hall was at John Russell Hall's trailer, lying on the ground and screaming for Mr. Hall to let her in. Hall had been arrested and charged with the shooting of Pikeville officer Scotty Hamilton less than a month ago. According to WKYT, when troopers arrived, they could immediately tell that Santana was intoxicated. After trying to talk with her, police asked her to sit in the back of their cruiser. When she refused, a trooper attempted to restrain her. Police say Santana then hit the trooper in the back of the head. A struggle ensued, and they were finally able to restrain her. Santana was taken to Pikeville Medical Center for treatment for her level of intoxication. She was then taken to the Pike County Detention Center. She is charged with third-degree assault of a police officer, resisting arrest, public intoxication, among other charges.
A Grayson man is accused of fleeing police and causing a collision with two vehicles on Cannonsburg Road in Boyd County. According to the Daily Independent, 28-year-old Justin Witt fled in a pickup truck after he was accused of theft by the police. During the pursuit, Witt collided with a car and shortly after that struck a van. The drivers of both vehicles were treated for injuries. Witt was captured after the second accident while attempting to steal another vehicle. He's charged with 2 counts of leaving the scene of an accident, evading the police, wanton endangerment of a police officer, and criminal attempt to commit theft of an automobile. Witt is jailed on a bond of $20,000. He's scheduled to appear in Boyd District Court April 11th.
Police are investigating multiple shootings in Lexington. According to WKYT, all 3 shootings happened in the Cardinal Valley neighborhood early this morning. Shots were fired into a home on Rugby Road around midnight. 1 woman and 3 children were in the home at the time, but no one was injured. The next shooting took place around 3 a.m. on Cambridge Drive. 1 man suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And the latest shooting happened 1 street over at 6:15 this morning. First responders say 1 victim died of their injuries. Lexington police say it's too early to determine if the shootings are related.
The Flatwoods Police Department has arrested an Ashland man wanted by the FBI. According to the Daily Independent, police executed a routine traffic stop at the intersection of Belfont Road and Farm Hill Drive. 29-year-old Abdul Wilkerson was identified and arrested at the scene on a litany of charges, including conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and first-degree drug trafficking. Wilkerson was taken to the Greenup County Detention Center, but as of yesterday afternoon, he was no longer listed as a prisoner on the jail's website.
House Bill 185 passed the full House on Monday, sending it to Governor Matt Bevin's desks. The bill would improve line-of-duty benefits for police, firefighters, and other state workers. According to WKYT, the bill would increase the amount that spouses can receive in eligible retirement benefits from 25% to 75%. Earlier in March, officers confronted House lawmakers about inaction on the bill. Less than 24 hours after the incident, Pike County officer Scott Hamilton was killed in the line of duty. The bill quickly moved through the House days later and passed the Senate just last week.
The Kentucky Legislative Ethics Commission is holding a hearing on the sexual harassment scandal involving the former Speaker of the House and 3 other Republican lawmakers. Suzanne Duvall reports.
The commission is considering a complaint brought by a Democratic lawmaker against former House Speaker Jeff Hoover, Jim DeCesare, Michael Meredith, and Brian Linder. The four gave an undisclosed amount of money to a female legislative staffer to settle allegations of sexual harassment. Hoover has denied sexual harassment but admitted to sending inappropriate but consensual text messages. He resigned as Speaker in January but remains in office. The commission could fine the lawmakers or could recommend the House expel them. Of the four, only Hoover and Meredith are seeking re-election. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
The Kentucky Senate has approved major changes to the state's tax code to help fund education and pay down the state's pension liability. The bill calls for a flat income tax rate of 5% for individuals and corporations. The cuts would be offset by a 50-cent increase in the cigarette tax and $480 million in new sales taxes on services such as car repairs, dry cleaning, and pet care. Grayson Democrat Robin Webb voted against the measure, but said she was glad to see votes change in response to the teachers and state workers protesting outside the chambers.
Although the discussion is being had, it is not at the level or in the form that those of us who want to participate in it and have wanted to for a long time want it, but it's happening. And I think that's a good thing that can come out of this, and it's something to maybe build on.
Webb says she's glad to see the diversity of the state's tax code stay in place, but she hopes lawmakers will begin to look toward a future free of inequality and wage disparity.
Even though Magoffin County schools were closed yesterday for teacher protests at the Capitol, volunteers stayed behind to feed students. According to WYMT, around 500 boxed meals were delivered to students throughout the county yesterday. Andrew Oliver is the school food services director for Magoffin. He says many students in his county depend on the school system to receive warm meals.
Something that is very needed in our community, and we are glad to provide that service to our students because, above all, we have an obligation to our students.
Magoffin County Schools were off again today. Meals are delivered between noon and 2 p.m. For more information about the delivery locations, visit the Magoffin County Schools Facebook page.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
From the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Officials in Moorhead are working with a Lexington architect in preparation for the city's new splash pad. Parks and Recreation Director David Morris says they've been talking with representatives from CMW about how the $600,000 water recreation facility will be constructed.
We've already went over preliminary designs. We've already went over the layout of where the splash pad is going to be. In the grand scheme of things, we've already did a master plan of that entire site of what all is to be included in the future on that site.
Moorhead's new splash pad will be constructed on the so-called Perkins property, which the city purchased from the Perkins family last year for $1 million. The site is located across from the Green Hill City Park near downtown.
Mayor Jim Tom Trent says Moorhead has finalized the purchase of a key piece of land in its quest to build a new police and fire station. Trent reports the city has spent $2,000 on a quarter-acre site that will provide it with the access it needs to a neighboring 3-to-4-acre property that it's still working to buy for the planned facility.
In other words, if we're trying to find a 3.5-4-acre parcel and we can purchase a small corner of that gives us the best claim, so to speak, of having the clearest adjacent property ownership. That's what we needed to do.
Trent hopes the city can finalize its purchase of the large property in the coming months. If all goes as planned, construction on Moorhead's new police and fire station could begin before the end of this year.
The process of finding a replacement for retiring Rowan County School Superintendent Marvin Moore continues tonight. That's when the screening committee, which is reviewing applications for the position, will meet again. The group initially began with 16 resumes to consider. School Board Chairman Rick Whalen heads the screening committee and says the panel is working to have a list of finalists for the post after its meeting.
That gives the board another opportunity to meet on the 17th on a regular board meeting. We can go into closed session due to personnel issues. So that gives us an extra meeting without having to schedule another meeting. So I think May 1st is a doable date, and especially with moving it up a week.
Current Rowan Superintendent Marvin Moore is retiring on June 30th. Whalen says the plan is to have Moore's replacement on board around May 1st.
The first round of registration for Rowan County's preschool and Head Start programs will be held this Friday at the Preschool Center in Moorhead. The Head Start program is income-based, and 90 spots are available for students. The preschool program is state-funded and has 216 spots. Director Shirley Anderson says both 3- and 4-year-olds will need to come with their parent for registration in order to be screened. Parents should also bring necessary paperwork.
The requirements for registration are copy of birth certificate, record of immunizations, school physical, eye exam, and proof of income. And families have 30 days after the start of school to make sure all of those records are complete. But any of those that they have on hand, they should bring with them on Friday.
Anderson says any child who meets eligibility will be given a spot at the school. Registration begins at 8:30 Friday morning.
The city of Lexington has banned tobacco to try and improve overall health. Every Lexington ballpark is now tobacco-free, including Whitaker Bank Park, home of the Lexington Legends. Tobacco is already banned at half of Major League Baseball parks, and the league does not allow new players to use tobacco. Lexington Legends CEO Andy Shea says the baseball league has done a great job at severing the link between the sport and tobacco.
The more that we can help to get it out of sight, so then out of mind with younger kids, and that it doesn't have to be, it shouldn't be a rite of passage for baseball anymore. Slowly but surely, I think baseball is getting there.
Lexington was the first city in Kentucky to enact a smoke-free ordinance almost 15 years ago. Included in the new tobacco ban is cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and electronic cigarettes.
The Kentucky Office of Highway Safety is taking note that April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The KOHS has kicked off its One Text or Call Could Wreck It All campaign. Officials and law enforcement agencies are asking drivers to keep their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road. Kentucky State Police Sergeant Josh Lawson says from what he's seen personally, texting and driving in the Commonwealth is a huge problem, and it's only getting worse.
I travel the interstates quite a bit and large roadways, and there is not a time when I'm on the road that I don't see some form of texting and driving, whether somebody's looking down at their phone, trying to appear to not be using their phone, and it's obvious, or people not able to stay within their lane, and you get up next to them, you see that they're using their phone. We get calls from people all the time who see this.
In 2017, in Kentucky, there were 57,000 accidents, resulting in 14,600 injuries and 147 fatalities due to distracted driving. Those who violate Kentucky's texting and driving law face a $25 fine for the first offense and a $50 fine for subsequent offenses. That's not including court costs.
A local business has stepped up to sponsor one of Moorhead State University's newest sports. Fazoli's of Moorhead has pledged a $44,000 sponsorship for the beach volleyball team. In exchange for that money, Vice President of University Advancement, Jim Shaw, says Fazoli's has named the volleyball courts Breadstick Beach.
Fazoli's will pay $35,000 over 3 years to support the athletic programs. Another $1,500 in food credit. You know, during the off times when our dining facilities are closed, the athletes still need to be fed. And so local community members will do that, and sometimes local restaurants and those kinds of things.
A ribbon cutting for Fazoli's Breadstick Beach was held Monday at MSU as they hosted the first ever NCAA beach volleyball match in the state. They fell to Austin Peay.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region, tonight an 80% chance of thunderstorms. We'll see lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be overcast and much cooler than today, highs around 45. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, lows around 30. On Thursday it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s, getting down into the mid-40s that night. On Friday, overcast, highs around 54, and that night we'll see a 90% chance of rain and snow blowing in. Lows around 29, a continuing 90% chance of snow on Saturday, with accumulation between 1 and 3 inches, highs around 41 degrees. It is currently sitting at 75 degrees in Winchester, 76 right now in Lexington, as well as in Inez, 77 in Ashland, 75 in Flemingsburg, and 77 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, the Morehead State Board of Regents have approved the naming of the Terry McBrayer Presidential Lecture Series in Government and Leadership. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has this report.
All the way from Greenup County, coming to Morehead State University in the late 1950s, migrating through law schools, one of the most successful lawyers in the state of Kentucky, he hasn't forgot where he's come from.
Terry McBrayer is a prime example of an Eastern Kentucky success story, which is why Morehead State has decided to name an upcoming lecture series after the alumni. McBrayer is a native of Greenup County, bringing the values his hometown and family taught him with him to Morehead.
Well, it's a long way from Greenup. It's a long way from my hometown in the sense that I came just like a lot of East Kentuckians, that we didn't have any money. We had a good, humble background with good, strong principles. Do right, a handshake means something.
After graduating from MSU in 1959, McBrayer went on to study at the University of Louisville Brandeis School of Law. He immediately returned home and established his own law firm before getting elected to the Kentucky House of Representatives, serving as House Speaker pro tempore and majority floor leader during his time there. McBrayer recognizes his roots and hopes to give back.
And the circle comes full round, because 60-some years later I can come back and give a check, and I'm going to do more. But I'm very proud of myself to be able to do that. When reflecting on where I started.
As for what he hopes the lectures achieve, McBrayer hopes to foster an opportunity for students to obtain characteristics that leaders possess.
We want to reach out and find the best people, the most prominent people, the non-political or political, doesn't make any difference to me, Republicans, Democrats, I want leaders. And we cry out for leadership and cry out for leaders in East Kentucky, in Kentucky, in the country, as far as that's concerned. We're short on leaders. I want leaders to come in here and show what leaders can do, how they can be successful.
McBrayer has also agreed to begin working on an endowment which will support scholarships for Morehead students.
This is a good start. I wanted to show that if I'm going to do this, or they're going to be kind enough to name it after me, at least I ought to put my money up. And as I say, hopefully there'll be more. But at the time being, I felt coming from here and returning and being able to do this is a proud moment in my life.
McBrayer's support is something MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says the university appreciates in a time of need.
Well, as you know, we have a big push for scholarships right now. We think that's our pathway forward for Morehead State University. Our students come with need. Our students come with needs for housing. Our students come with need for academic scholarships. And Mr. McBrayer's contribution today to the university will be felt by all.
Dr. Morgan recognized that many of MSU's alum give back to the university after graduation, but says this occasion is special.
Today, our honoring of Terry McBrayer is really special. He has so much enthusiasm for this university, has so much passion for this university. He really wants to give back and help the students of Morehead State University. And each time I go by and visit with Terry in his law firm office and in Lexington, he's always talking about the students of Morehead State University.
As for the lectures in question, students can expect the inaugural lecture to be held during the upcoming fall semester. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
It's 4:49 and 77 degrees here in Morehead. Braxton Howard has sports after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead, Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
The Reds try again. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. After picking up their first win of the season, the Cincinnati Reds will host the Cubs again tonight at 6:40 up at Great American Ballpark. Right-hander Tyler Mahle led the Reds to a 1-0 win over Chicago yesterday by pitching six innings of one-hit ball. His effort impressed manager Brian Price.
Really took over, made a ton of good pitches with his fastball. Got into more of an attack mode after the first inning. And some of the complimentary pitches he's worked on really hard with Mac Jenkins, a changeup and slider, really came in handy today.
Two lefties will pitch tonight in Cincinnati. John Lester will go for the Cubs against Cody Reed of the Reds. Other games from Major League Baseball today, Kansas City beat Detroit 1-0 earlier, and Seattle and San Francisco just got their game underway. They're still locked at zero. The Morehead State baseball team kicks off a two-game series against Marshall at 5 p.m. at Allen Field. MSU and the Thundering Herd will also play again tomorrow in Huntington. It's been an up-and-down ride in recent weeks for his ball club. Coach Mike McGuire remains confident in his Eagles.
We're capable of pitching and playing, you know, with anybody, and especially if we've got 7 weeks of OVC play left, and I think that we see that we got four of those at home, and you know we can go on a run here. We're capable of that.
MSU is 75-61-3 all-time against Marshall, but the Herd took both meetings with the Eagles last season. Marshall is 11-12 this year. The Morehead State softball team's two games tomorrow at Northern Kentucky have already been postponed because of the expected wet and cold weather. Coach David Williams' 18-8 Eagles are now looking forward to a Friday OVC doubleheader at Eastern Illinois, which will mark the start of an eight-game road swing.
We're hoping that we can continue to win and continue to play well and really settle back in, get in a rhythm. You know, we didn't get to play a lot of games over the past few weeks because of weather.
The softball Eagles will return to the diamond on Friday after last Saturday's two conference wins at home against Tennessee State. The Villanova Wildcats are the champions of college basketball for the second time in 3 years after blowing out Michigan in last night's title game, winning 79-62. Nova is the first team to win all six of their games in the tournament by 10 or more points since North Carolina did it back in 2009. But head coach Jay Wright says he doesn't see his team as one of the most dominant in the sport's history.
We don't look at it that way, you know, like that, oh, we just dominated that team. We just look at, okay, we played well. We played good 40 minutes. Where do we need to get better? And I don't think these kids will even think that we dominated the tournament. They'll just think we played Villanova basketball. We got better the next night. We got better. We did keep getting better. We got better from the Kansas game. So that's what they take great pride in.
With only two seniors on the roster and the chance of returning all 10 of the rotation players, Villanova is expected to be the favorites to win the title again next year. Kentucky freshman forward P.J. Washington has declared for the NBA draft but will not hire an agent. Washington said in a statement today he wants to test the waters and, quote, see where I stand after my freshman year. Some other notes from college basketball, Louisville forward Ray Spalding announced today that he will enter the NBA draft and has hired an agent. Wisconsin big man Ethan Happ has declared for the draft but has not hired an agent, according to ESPN. And CBS Sports is reporting Penny Hardaway and two-time NBA champion Mike Miller are in talks for Miller to join the Memphis coaching staff. Former Kentucky big man and current Dallas Mavericks center Nerlens Noel, along with Utah Jazz forward Thabo Sefolosha, have been suspended 5 games without pay for violating the league's anti-drug program, the NBA announced on Tuesday. The program states the players are suspended 5 games after a third positive test for marijuana. Noel's ban begins tonight when Dallas faces the Trailblazers and ends his season. Sefolosha, who has been sidelined since January after having knee surgery, will serve his suspension when he is physically able to play again. Morehead State football team is looking to shore up its defense during spring practices. Coach Rob Tenier says the Eagles have struggled for the last number of years in stopping the run. He believes the key to fixing that problem starts at the line of scrimmage.
We've got to be better at what we do up front. We've got to be better fundamentally. I think we're bigger and stronger, maybe bigger than we've been ever in the last 5 to 7 years. So I think that's important, our development with our front, how we stop the run, how we fill gaps, and how we free those linebackers up to make plays.
In going 4-7 last fall, the MSU football team allowed per-game averages of 41 points and 464 yards. 261 of those yards came on the ground. One other note from the MSU football program, the Eagles have added former Clemson quarterback standout Coach Stout to the coaching staff. Stout comes to Moorhead from Jacksonville State, where he spent four seasons. The defensive coordinator for Louisville's football team says his group continues to show improvements this spring. However, Brian Van Gorder says they need to do more than that.
We've got to become more dependable to one another and taking care of our jobs. You know, we still have some eye violation things. We've got to penetrate better, you know, as a defense and make plays that become 6, 7, 8 yards. We've got a chance to make plays when they're 2 yards.
Van Gorder says he's been especially impressed with the work of the Cardinals' young cornerbacks. U of L is into its second week of spring practices. Kentucky football offensive coordinator Eddie Grant is pleased with his unit for the first time during spring work. Grant says the offense had a bad performance in Saturday's live scrimmage, but says he's pleased with how they responded in today's practice.
Today, Coach challenged him and talked to him about that urgency, talked to him about competing. And that's the thing that really ticked me off on Saturdays. It just didn't look like they competed. Today, we competed like an offense should. We competed like a team. We had a great practice, and that's the way you want them to respond. That's the exciting part about it, is we actually got better today as an offense, the first time, I think, this spring.
Kentucky wraps up spring practices next Friday with their annual blue-white scrimmage at Kroger Field. Finally, in sports, Idaho has placed athletic director Rob Spear on administrative leave for 60 days as the school officials investigate concerns that Spear mishandled some past reports of sexual harassment involving student-athletes. According to reports, claims from 2012 and 2013 involved two female athletes who reported several instances of harassment by a football player to the athletic department staff and to the police. At sports for WMKY, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Baseball hosts UT Martin at Sunny Allen Field this weekend. Game times are 5 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, and 1 p.m. Sunday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rose as technology shares tried to cut sharp losses from the previous session, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 389.17 at 24,033.36. The S&P 500 was up 32.57 at 2614.45, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 71.16 at 6941.28. And technology did rebound today in a pretty nice fashion. And, of course, technology led the way down yesterday. And today you had Netflix shares rising 1.2%, Amazon gaining 1.5%, while Facebook advanced to 0.5%. And Amazon itself surged to recession highs late in the session after it was reported that the White House had no plans to take action against the company. And the major averages also hit their highs of the day after the news. And these moves today come after Wall Street tumbled on the first trading day of April yesterday, as well as the second quarter. The Dow sank more than 450 points yesterday, with the 30-stock Dow Industrials hitting a new low for the year. And yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ actually closed in correction territory amid the possibility of a trade war and fear surrounding the tech industry. And of course, over the weekend, Trump tweeted that e-commerce giant Amazon was scamming the U.S. Postal Service and that the service was losing billions of dollars because it delivered Amazon packages. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was National and Global up 36 cents at 68.75, Marathon Petroleum up 80 cents at 72.60, CSX up 99 cents at 55.73, AEP up 18 cents at 68.46, AK Steel up 8 cents at 4.50, and Anthem was up $7.50 to finish at 227.63. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And taking another quick peek at the weather forecast for the listening region tonight, an 80% chance of thunderstorms, lows around 40. Tomorrow it'll be overcast and much cooler, highs around 45.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Ryan Courtney, Sean Delaney, Kenzie Thompson, Paul Hitchcock, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. KNN Suzanne Duvall, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Logan Pemberton. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.